What are some of the things in your life that at one time you were grateful for, but now you complain about? A job, a car, property, a spouse, maybe even a family member? The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians wrote, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You see, nowadays everyone has something to complain about. Husbands complain about their wives, and wives complain about their husbands. Parents complain about their children, and children complain about their parents. All you have to do is pick up a newspaper or turn on the news, and you will find someone complaining about something. You see, it's difficult to express gratitude when you are complaining about the very thing or person that you say you appreciate. The problem is that study shows that complaining leads to ungratefulness, which in turn leads to stress, anxiety, fear, anger, and all kinds of arguments. So the question is, why do we complain so much? I recently read a study conducted by Dr. Brené Brown, a research professor at the University of Houston. Now, after interviewing more than 11,000 people over a 12-year period, Dr. Brown said that the most important thing she discovered was the relationship between gratefulness and joy. You see, she assumed that her study would conclude that joy leads to gratefulness. But to her surprise, the results were totally opposite. What she discovered was that gratefulness leads to joy. She said that after thousands of interviews, she did not find a single person who described themselves as joyful who did not actively practice gratefulness. Dr. Brown would later state that the study's conclusion radically changed hers and her family's lives. They began to intentionally practice gratefulness, not just as a feeling or an emotion, but rather in words and in actions. Now, every night, Dr. Brown and her family sit at the table, and before they eat their meal, they thank God, and then each one of the family members takes a moment to verbally express what they are thankful for each and every day. You see, she has been doing this for years now, and she ended her study by stating that gratefulness has invited joy into her home. So, rather than complaining, just say thanks.